Y'all know what time it is. I'm telling you, I have been in the trenches, blazing, tore up. Yesterday was mega, mega, mega emotional for me translating. Thank goodness I have my wife, my beautiful wife and son here with me, because I discovered some of the craziest stuff in my Hashim. See, I am now literally peeling that nasty from the pit of hell Greek translation apart on behalf of Promote the Truth and all of you, the Promote the Truth, incredible Promote the Truth family. We're going to shake up the world. That's just the way it's going to be. You can literally, y'all got to do this. You literally got to have that boldness to go look at everybody in the world and go, you know what? The only accurate translation that you're going to be able to find, unless somebody's going blazing speed and can read Aramaic and Hebrew and know which books are what, because you see, Acts, Mahashim, is written in Hebrew. So when I've got the Peshitta, you see, I've also got the four books that were in Hebrew, not from the Peshitta, that are from the earliest writings. Hardly anybody's got those. It took me years to nail those four down. Years. And you got to have them, because you got to watch. When you get to those four books written in Hebrew, that's a Bari, they teach you a whole lot, right? Just those four books, when you get back to that original language, it teaches you a whole lot on how to make sure the Aramaic is on point. So everybody comes in, y'all know the drill. Hit the like button. Let's check the likes. Is everybody participating? Is everybody participating and ready? Y'all see this title? Y'all see this title? The Real Acts Chapter 10. You're going to be blown away from multiple angles as I go through this. We got 48 verses to get through. We don't have a ton of time to do it. I'm going to have to be very effective and efficient. Y'all need to be ready, though, because I'm probably going to call on you to drop some of these different translations that are out there that are Greek inspired. Many of them who say they're not Greek inspired, because people that are coming into the name of Yahuwah, they're starting to figure out, now, wait a minute, what's going on here? This Greek stuff, maybe it's done tricked us. They try to give it credibility because people are trying to get along with everybody, trying not to step on any toes. They don't want to hurt any Christians' feelings. They don't want to hurt the Catholics' feelings. They don't want to hurt the Jewish people's feelings. Well, guess what? The truth is the truth. And if your feelings get hurt on the truth, you already know what that means. That means you got a problem, not the truth. The truth is never the problem. It's you would have to have the problem. Man, I'm telling you, I'm fired up. So who's coming in? Let's rock this thing. Hey, I got some fresh breath. This was just made passion fruit. Colombia, they call it maracuja, passion fruit juice. I mean, it's just now fresh. It's fresh made. I'm telling you. Woo! What's going on? Quick shout outs. I can't get everybody there because I got to go in. Brandon's in the building. Brandon, tell her what's going on, Michelle. Over there in the Netherlands, what's happening? Hannah's in the building with you. Okay, come on, Sister Hannah. Luya, Rush. Sylvia, Jamie, James, Archella, Yamani, Brian, Sandra, Lisa, Marquise, Lene, Deontay, come on, Diedrich, State King, Ebony, Joe, come on, Elisa, Robert Arinson, Portugal's in the building, Jesse Gillespie, Nima's over there in Tanzania, Africa, Brandon Tello coming in hot with that super from the gate. He said, teachers, Brother Jay, you better put your seatbelts on. Y'all get your notepads out. Who is that? Shalom. Says, I'm at work. Brazil Heart. Who is Brazil Heart? Tell us who you are. We got to know your name, not y'all's. You can't get into the kingdom with your username. When I ask y'all to drop your name, it's really like the messenger sitting there with the book of life. And they got the books rolled out and they just taking notes. Who going to be a witness? Are you going to hide behind your username? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Nicholas, What's going on? Rodney Liddell's in the building. Queen Nelson, Jermaine Ford, Emily Aguilar down in Veracruz, Mexico. Come on, family. Nira down in Bangladesh, representing us in the Far East. Going to take us over throughout Bangladesh and into India. I see you. Lashaya. Come on. Sylvia. Let's get it. Elliot. Good to see you, brother. Amber is in the building. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Devin's in here. I'm about ready to get it. I'm going in. I can't spend a lot of time with shout-outs. Randy Moon's up in here. Pamela, Linus is in here. Lita from the Fiji Islands. All right. So what we got to do is we definitely got to put some seatbelts on because you're about to learn the truth that I don't know anybody that go ahead and admit and gets what I'm about to teach because they've been so Greeked up. I'm going to prove it. So I'm going into Mahashim. And by the way, you got all the way to the end of this month for TSNT.org. How many of you are working your way up those membership ranks when it comes to the different opportunities and benefits that come with the bronze, silver, gold, platinum, even diamond? Go to TSNT.org. This translation you're going to hear me do is freshly translated within the last couple of days. It is powerful, and every single chapter has this same authentic, non-adulterated, no influences whatsoever. I'm telling you right now, this is strictly from the Hebrew writings. I'm looking at the Peshitta on this. Come on, James Harris with that super. I got the Peshitta there. But when I get to Acts, when I get to Hazum, Revelation, you see, when I get to the book of Hebrews, Abarim, I know I need to focus in with primarily just the Hebrew. I know I got to do that, right? I got to do it. So that's why this is critical when it comes to translations. Hardly anybody's doing that. Everybody's so hooked on the Greek, they don't stop and even think about the awesome powerhouse Peshitta. And then once you get the Peshitta down, you got to be careful because I'm going to expose how they try to mess with a few different verses in the Peshitta. I watched it. But you can't trick. You can't trick a real one in Yahuwah. You can't do it. Come on, Jamie Galloway, Shannon Collier. You can't trick. Once you've been immersed into the name of Yahuwah, you can't trick those people. You can't trick us. See, when we read with a whole different set of eyes. How many of y'all hit the like button? Got a whole bunch of y'all in here. Shout out to the people on Facebook. We're streaming simultaneous on Facebook. What's going on, Carlos, down in Mexico? Shall we go up, Robert? Yes, we're going up right now. I'm going to Mahashim, Book of Acts, chapter 10. It's a long chapter. Acts makes you work in translation. Come on, Joe. Here I go. Verse 1, now there was a certain man in Caesarea. All right, make sure I give y'all, I got to teach y'all these names. They call it Caesarea, right? So it's Caesarea is the real name. Let me make sure I got y'all dialed in on this. It's going to get hot. Let me get you dialed in. That way I get y'all can know what names are what. All right, there was a certain man in Caesarea, that's Caesarea, named Cornelius. So that's not Cornelius, it's Cornelius. He was the captain of a group of soldiers called the Italiim. So that's the Italians. So the real name for Italians is Italiim unit. So he was the captain from the Italiim unit. So he's the head man, soldier. He was a devout man. So he was very unique because he's a captain working over there right for the enemy, but he was convicted about the ways of Elul, which was odd. He was a Guyim, a Gentile. Come on, Blake. Good to see you, brother. He was a Guyim. He was a Gentile. Y'all got that? So it's odd that he was devout to Elul. to Yahuwah. Now watch this. And so he did everyone in his house. So he feared Eloah, and so did everyone in his house. He had his family. His family doing so. He gave a lot of money to people in need. And he always prayed to Eloah. All right, now everybody pay attention. You're about to learn the real story of the Gentiles right here, right now. You've been lied to, you've been lied to, you've been lied to over and over. Come on, Dave. You've been lied to. For the first time, you're going to learn the true story of the Goyim, the Gentiles. How did it come to be that salvation was made available to the Gentiles, to the Goyim? You're going to learn it today because you've been lied to. Here we go. One afternoon, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Cornelius had a vision. He saw a messenger of Eloah coming to him and calling him by his name. Oh, y'all want your name to be right when you're dealing with Yahuwah, his messengers. You don't want to have him calling you usernames. You ain't going to get in with a username. So pay attention. He knew him by name. Verse 4, Cornelius, this is awesome, was surprised and stared at the messenger. So he's sitting there staring at him. Whew. Then he asked the messenger, "Sir, what is it?" He didn't even know what to say. He says, "Sir, what is it?" He didn't know what to say. To come here, what? Why are you here? He just said, "Sir, what is it?" The messenger answered him saying, "Eloah has heard your prayers and seen your acts of kindness to those in need. Send some men now to the town of Yipu." Yeah. They call it Joppa, pagan name Joppa. "Send some men now to the town of Yipu and find a man there named Kappa." All right. Kappa been traveling all throughout the region. In the previous chapter, we hear the story, right? They talk about Tabitha, pagan name. I'll tell y'all that later. I'm going to do that. That's a whole different story when he brought her back from the dead. He's traveling around. News about Yahuwah spreading out throughout all the region. He decides to hang out a little bit down in Yipu. That's Joppa, okay? Whoo! Put your seatbelts on. This man that is a Gentile, I want to say over and over, he's a Goyim. He's a Gentile, okay? But he was devout enough to fear Eloah, Yahuwah, didn't know exactly who's who. He just knew that it was a better way than the way of the Gentiles. Thank you, Sister Queen in the building with that soup. So watch what happens. He said, "Eloah has heard your prayers and saw your acts of kindness. Send some men now to the town of Yipu and find a man named Kappa there. He is staying with a man named Shamaun, a tanner who lives near the sea." When the messenger finished saying these things, he disappeared. Cornelius called two of his household servants and one of his devout soldiers who also worshiped Eloah. He explained everything that happened with the messenger. Then he sent them off to the town of Yipu. The next day around noon, these men were approaching Yipu. That's Joppa. Kappa, who was there, had gone up on the roof to pray. I don't know if y'all going to be able to handle this. This is a big setup, by the way. The fire get ready to come blazing very soon. Put your seatbelts on. Kappa now, he don't know these men are coming. Kappa went up on the roof to do what? To pray. Kappa became hungry at the same time and wanted something to eat. So, you know, Kappa probably yells down to the people there, "Hey, fix some food." Well, while the food was being prepared, Kappa fell into a sleep and he had a vision. He had a dream.
He saw heaven open up and something that looked like a huge veil came down to the earth that was held up by his four corners. Everybody ready? Put some fire emojis in the chat because the fire is coming right now.
I can't understand myself.
With this great passion fruit juice, I can't hardly take it. Put some fire emojis in the chat because we're going to light it up right here, right now. Here we go. So Copper goes into a dream. He got a vision. He sees heaven open up and then a long veil coming down. On the veil were all kinds of animals, reptiles, and birds. Now watch these lies we get ready to blow a hole in. Then a voice from heaven, watch this. Then a voice from heaven said to him, Kappa, get up, slaughter these animals and eat them. Y'all hear what happened here? He's having a vision. He sees all kind of animals, clean and unclean. Reptiles, all kind of wild birds, beasts, clean and unclean. And a voice says to him, Kappa, get up. Slaughter these animals and eat them. But Kappa said, let's everybody pay attention and stop getting lied to. Come on, Shelly Mac. Stop getting lied to. But Kappa said, Master, I cannot do that. In my entire life, I have never eaten anything that is unclean and not considered food. The greatest translation in the history of scriptures. For Acts, Mahashim, Acts chapter 10, verse 14, your ears have heard. Blessed are the ears that have heard the translation. That's the truth. Well, get ready, Blake, because we ain't done. The fire is on its way right now. Here we go. The voice from heaven. So Kappa pushes back, saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He pushing back with the master. He said, Master, do y'all know how much Kappa respected? Yahuwah, Yahuwah Mashiach. Get ready, Pamela. He pushes him back, says, Master, I cannot do that. In my entire life, I have never eaten anything that is unclean and not considered food. You won't find one translation in the world that lays that out that clear. Not one. Not in English or any other language outside of Hebrew, Abari, and Aramaic. You're not going to find it. And you got to understand how to translate. Hold on. We're not done yet. Verse 15, the voice from heaven spoke to him again, a second time, and said, y'all ready? Everybody get your translations of Acts chapter 10, verse 15, and get ready to put them in the chat. Listen to this translation. The voice from heaven spoke to him again, a second time, and said, I am not talking about food, but humans. Whoa! Why don't they put that in the translation? You want to know why? They don't know how to translate. The voice from heaven, Yahuwah, it's a big V. I am not talking about food, but humans. What Alua has made clean, do not say it is unclean. Come on! Y'all understand? And as this plays out, we know he verifies exactly what Yahuwah was talking about. Now put yours in the chat. Put your Acts chapter 10, verse 15 in the chat and put what translation it came from. I don't care what it is. Put whatever translation you want in the world in there. See, Blake? See? And the voice spoken to him. This is from what? The Sefer. Okay. And a voice spoken to him again a second time. What Elohim, that's a pagan word in this context, has cleansed, that call not common. What does that mean? Can anybody tell me what that means? Can anybody tell me what, don't call it common. What does that mean? If Yahuwah says to Kappa in this dream, there's animals all on this sheet, this veil, clean and unclean. He says, get up, slaughter them, and eat them. We know that the common mind is thinking about food. Kappa came back and knew what was going on. Because he said in verse 14, Master, I cannot do that. In my entire life, I have never eaten anything that is unclean, not considered food. Let me read some of these translations. All right, here we go. Scriptures, 2009 version. A voice came to him again a second time. What Elohim, pagan word there, has cleansed, you do not consider common. Y'all tell me what that means. What do you mean when you say, when Kappa says, I can't eat that. I've never eaten anything unclean that's not food. And then you see a translation come back and say, what Elohim has cleansed, you do not consider common. Let's go get another. Y'all got some more? Or y'all locked up? Or y'all tore up already? Hold on. Think about this. Y'all got any more translations for me? I'm looking for. I think y'all are tore up already. Somebody go get me some translations. And put just the name of what translation from. Is it the NIV? Is it King James? Hold on. I got the King James bucket of trash. See? Hold on. Look at that. Jermaine put from the Seba version. The voice spoke a second time. Never consider unclean what God has made pure. What are they talking about? What are they trying to say? See, this is why your relatives right now, and many of you, were over there grubbing on them pork chops. This is another big, this is a big one. You got Kappa saying this. This ain't Shaul. This ain't Paul. NIV. Thank you, Sister Ebony. The voice spoke to him a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. What are you saying? What they trying to say with those translations? Huh? I want to know. New King James. Elizabeth, my sister, put, and a voice spoke to him again a second time. What God has cleansed, you must not call common. What are they talking about, Sister Ebony? Sister Elizabeth, what in the hell does that mean? Who knows what that means? What God has cleansed, you must not call common. Tyrone, how y'all feel about what y'all hearing? Look, Nicholas is like, Rubio's like, I was always wondering about this verse. Yeah, let's see what old Buck of the Trash King James says. Yeah, let's see what the, look, you see the two pagan words. That means everything in here is going to be geared up towards paganism. They're telling you on the cover. So I'm going to get, King, y'all got to imagine when I'm sitting here translating this and I'm looking at this, I'm going, this is a mess. No wonder everybody got jacked up. All right, verse 10, 15, Acts, King James. And the voice spake unto him again the second time. What God has cleansed, thou call not, that call not thou common. That call not thou common. What in the hell is that? Who could even ever understand that?
So what you going to do because you don't understand that? Guess what's going to happen? You're going to look at when Coppa said, hey, I've never eaten anything. What's King James saying 14? But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. See, they don't want to give you the real translation. They want to keep you all in what you're feeling now. What is that? Everybody's going, what in the world are they talking about? What is common? What? Don't say what is unclean, clean. Come on, Marquise, with that super. Marquise know we getting hot. Frank going, what the hell? Listen, everybody should be going, wait a minute. What you trying to tell me? What's the Amplified Version say, Luya? And a voice came to him a second time. What G-O-D pagan, what God has cleansed and pronounced clean, no longer consider uncommon, consider common unholy. No longer consider common unholy. What does that mean? Are y'all kidding me? People putting their entire eternal life on these type of translations? You tell me this ain't an emergency that we get this fixed. This emergency. Look at Yamani. These books are, look, I'm going to put Yamani's quote up there. Look what Yamani taught, my awesome sister said. Y'all better pay attention. These books currently circulating the earth are one-way tickets to the lake of fire. That's a fact. You are going in the lake of fire if you go eat you a pork chop. I'm just telling you. I don't know any other way to put it. You get you some shrimp. You want some crab legs. You want some clams, some mussels, some, oh. Y'all want some of that octopus? Y'all love that for the appetizer. They just put a fancy name on it. Some calamari. You going to calamari into the lake of fire? I don't know how to put it. You're going in the lake, you eat that stuff. Got me taught? Hey, I got to get moving because I got to keep moving. I'm going to sit here. Do y'all see it? Does the family see it? Everybody that does not have any common sense about the basics of Yahuwah's ways is going to take that and go, I can eat some snake. I can eat some chitlins. Some of y'all done tore up some chitlins. Man, I can eat some sow's meat. Y'all know I'm from the country. Man, let me get me some fried meal, some squirrel. All you gotta do is go to Leviticus. You require chapter 11, Elliot. Just go to Leviticus chapter 11. That tells you exactly what you can eat. And what you can't eat. That's right. People eat possum. My granddaddy used to do it. Hardcore Southern people eat raccoon, possum, groundhog. Some of y'all love some catfish. You're going to catfish right into the lake of fire? Go catch you a fish. Go catch that catfish in the lake of fire. Come on, Randy. He said, this is an emergency with that super. All right, I'm going in. All right, do y'all see the difference in the translation? Look at Stephanie. Yeah, you were going to go in that lake with them oysters and them clams and them shrimps and them crab and octopus. You know, that's right. Hawaii, they eat it all. I love going to Hawaii, but they eat everything. Hey, y'all ought to see when I go to China. They eat everything you can imagine. If it's moving, they eat it. I went into the market in China and Taiwan. I went down to the meat market, and there's some beef. There's some chicken. And then there's some dog. And there's some cat. And I said, wait a minute. What is going on? Some dog and cat next to the chicken? And the beef,
No. You want to know why that's up there? You want to know why it's up there? Because of that translation of Acts 10:15 and those like it. I'm going in. The voice, I'm going to go back again. Verse 13. A voice said to him, Kappa, get up. Slaughter these animals and eat them. Which ones? All those animals, the reptiles, the birds, everything that you've been naming. He said, get up, eat them. And Kappa said, he told us the deal. Master, I cannot do that. In my entire life, I have never eaten anything that is unclean, not considered food. You got to translate that. Nobody I know has translated that and tell the people. Your job as a scribe, you shouldn't put your pen down on the paper or your fingers on the typeset if you are not going to get people to understand the right way. How many of you agree? You should not do it. So when you see that word there, that can be left open to interpretation as a translator that has some salt and some intestinal fortitude, it is your responsibility to type the words out and tell the world what it means, leaving no ambiguity whatsoever. Hallelujah. So when I, as a translator, write, Master, I cannot do that. In my entire life, I have never eaten anything that is unclean and not considered food. I'm not telling you what's not common. I'm telling you it's got to be considered food and it can't be unclean. All the gray is out the door. Next verse. The voice from heaven spoke again to him a second time and said, I am not talking about food. They don't put that in the translation. They don't do it. You want to know why? They want you to go to hell. I am not talking about food. You got to look at that word, get every single meaning out of it. Then you go, oh, Yahuwah is saying, I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about humans. What Allah has made clean, do not say it is unclean. Now, as we go through the rest of this teaching, y'all tell me if that's not what Yahuwah means. Here we go. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. This vision happened three times before the sheep was suddenly taken back up into heaven. So Kappa had to go through that three times. Kingdom business, Daniel's in here with that super. So let's heat it up. He had to go through that vision three times. Can y'all imagine? Three times you going through that. And it's tormenting him because he's going, is Yahuwah telling me to eat unclean food? Forbid not. Oh my goodness. You know he's sitting there going, it can't be. How do we know? How do we know? Watch. You ready? Everybody make sure you support TSNT.org so you get these real translations to your brothers and sisters around this world. Here we go. Verse 16. This vision happened three times. Then it was taken back up into heaven. 17. Kappa woke up and was wondering what the vision meant. Then the men sent by Quirinius was standing at the gate. Is that a coincidence? Hold on. Let's slow it down and capture this. Kappa's having a vision, a dream. He dreams a big sheep coming down out of the heavens, all these animals clean and unclean on him. He hears the voice of Yahuwah say, get up, slaughter, eat these animals. He said, certainly not. I've never eaten anything unclean. And then Yahuwah says, I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about humans. And then Kappa, he's sitting there on the edge of the bed at the same time he wakes up. The men that were sent, thank you, Byron Ship. The men that were sent by Quirinius were standing at the gate. Who was the man at the gate? Who were those people at the gate? They were Goyim, Gentiles. Does everybody understand what's going on here now? They were Gentiles. The story's going to lay it out clear. You're going to see it. They were sent by Quirinius, who was the captain Gentile, was standing at the gate. They had inquired around town and found the house of Shamaun the tanner. they called out, hey, and asked, was Coppa staying at the house? Hello, is someone named Coppa here? The Coppa's what? Up on the roof. And somebody's going, is someone named Coppa here? Excuse me. Watch. 19. And while Coppa was in deep thought, you know he's in deep thought about the vision he had just had, the Spirit of Yahuwah came to him and said, look, exclamation point. Look, made it say, snap out of it. Three men are here looking for you. Who are the three men? They're three Guyim. They're Gentiles, three Guy. Three Guyim. Quickly. Look what Yahuwah said. The Spirit of Yahuwah said, quickly, get up and go with them. Do not worry, because I have sent them. What? You up there sleeping? You are a Yahudim to the max. You've been all your life Yahudim, knowing Masha, respecting the prophets. Then you spent 3+ years with Yahusha, HaMashiach, now Yahuwah Mashiach. You ain't nothing unclean ever. You ain't never seen Yahusha pull out a pork chop. You never see them say, hey, can somebody bring some shrimp cocktail? Never. They right there by the sea. You ain't never heard them talk about having a feast full of crabs, lobsters, surf and turf. Get the calf and the lobsters. You ain't never heard that. All of a sudden, three Guyim are at the door. A messenger says, get up, go with them. Go with who? Y'all don't even understand what's going on here. You got to know history. You got to know what's happening. They did not, under any circumstances, associate, hang out with Guyim. It's that serious. You better not be hanging out with somebody that is a Greek that hadn't converted. You better not. They would ostracize you. They ain't near stone you. You better not. So cop on what? That's why Yahuwah, through his spirit, had to say, don't worry about it. Why is he saying don't worry about it? I have sent them. 21. Coppa went down to meet the men. He said to them, now see, Coppa's still like, I am the one you're looking for. Why did you come here? Now Coppa asked him, why you come here? The Spirit just told him, go with him. Coppa still needed to know, why y'all come here? Then they replied, Cornelius, our captain, he sent us. He is a righteous man that fears Allah, and he is liked and respected by many of the Yahudim people. One of Allah's set apart messengers told Cornelius to send for you so he could hear what you have to say. Can y'all imagine Coppa going through this? This is the story of the real Gentiles. They don't tell it. They get you hooked over there on Shaul, on Paul. Like he's the first. No, he ain't. I'm going to prove it. And most of y'all never heard that come out, ever. Joe Carton in the building with that super. He said, keep up the hard work, big bro. We got your back. I'm glad y'all got my back because y'all know the world needs this. Joe knows it. That's my brother for real. Watch this. He said, so we can hear what you have to say. Imagine if you Coppa. Coppa looks at him. He remembers what the messenger of Yahuwah said. So guess what he did? Then Coppa invited them in to rest and spend the night. The next day they got up. And Coppa, along with some of the master's followers from Yipu, from Joppa. So some other believers, 6 in total. These were people that were Yahudim to the max. They said, no, wait a minute, Coppa, we're going with you. We know Yahuwah told you to go, but we got to have your back. So we go on with you. Okay? They left with the men that were sent by Cornelius, a captain, a Gentile. A captain in the army. He's a soldier. Hold on. The next day when they arrived in Caesarea, who they call Caesarea, Cornelius was waiting for them. He had also invited his relatives and close friends to his home. He said, hey, family, everybody get over to the house. Come on, Stephanie says, she got my back. Y'all, would you, listen to this. Cornelius, the captain, the Gentile, he said, the messenger done come and spoke to him. They don't all know what's going on. See, most of the time, y'all want to know every little single thing that's going on. Call on Yahuwah. Repent. Call on Yahuwah. Get immersed into his name. Watch all the miracles start happening. Some of y'all ain't had the spirit of Yahuwah fall on you yet. You can have it happen today. How many of you want the spirit to just work through your entire being today? Come on, Emily, with that super. Kingdom business. Come on. How many of y'all want the spirit of Yahuwah to fall on you today? If you let it, it'll happen through these words. It'll happen through these words. So Cornelius, he ain't just doing a one-on-one meeting with Copper. He done called mama and daddy and uncles and aunts and sisters and brothers and cousins and close friends. Everybody get over to the house. They're like, why? Get over to the house. That's how some of y'all need a witness. Some of y'all just need to call some family up. Y'all need to have one good, hot family meeting and let the chips fall where they fall. You need to get some guts like Cornelius. He don't know what's going to go down. Some of y'all got to get some guts like Cornelius and invite you some people over. And tell them what I'm about to share with you. Here we go. Wait a minute. This is off the charts. Woo! When Coppa arrived, Cornelius greeted him. Then Cornelius knelt down at Coppa's feet and started to worship him. What kind of respect is that? What? But Copper took a hold of him. Get up. He said, please stand up. I am a human just like you. Copper got him up. Stand up now. Come on. You ain't here to worship me. Copper still don't really know what's going on. The man don't really know what's going on. Y'all understand? When Yahuwah does the hookup, y'all need to put in the chat, Yahuwah hooked me up. Y'all should put that in the chat. Come on, Brandon Tello. That's super. Y'all need to say, Yahuwah, hook me up. I don't need to know all the exact ways. Some of y'all trying to find the exact way that Yahuwah is going to set you free, break you free, give you the money you need, give you the house you need, give you the neighbor, put you in a safer situation, give you better food, give you better health. Yahuwah, hook me up. That's all you got to say. Coppa, this top emissary, apostle, he don't know what's going on. Still. He working on that thing that Yahuwah commands you to have. Faith. Obedience. The man he's there to see, he don't know what's going on. Now watch. As Coppa entered his house, he was still talking with Cornelius, and many people were there. Coppa said to them, look what Coppa says to them. Now we're going to know for a fact what that verse. Come on, Queen Nelson, in the building with that 50 super. We're going to know what that verse when Yahuwah said from heaven, eat, slaughter, all these animals you see on that sheet and eat. And Coppa said, Master, I can't do that. I've never ate nothing unclean, ever. And Yahuwah said, I ain't talking about food. But your pastor, he believes that Yahuwah, that the G-O-D, guess what? He's right. Yes, in King James, God does want you to eat that trash food. Jesus wants you to eat the trash, the unclean. They know they can get you right in hell with their daddy, Satan. God, Lord, Satan, Jesus, all of them are the same. They want you to, but not us. We are part of the hookup. Watch. Coppers in there looking around. People talking. And then Coppers said to them, verse 28. Now you know that we, Yahudim, are not allowed to have anything to do with outsiders. What? Have you ever stopped and read that verse slow? Come on, Katie. Come on. Jamie, have you ever stopped and read that verse slow? That verse is pegged to the vision that Coppa had. It's all the animals on the sheet. And Coppa is saying to them, he's in their house and it's packed with people. And they all Gentiles. Y'all want me to say it? They're all unclean. Everybody in the house except Coppa and his crew are unclean. They're unclean. Everybody in the house. And Coppa said, y'all know, hey, that we who are Yahudim, we are not allowed to have anything to do with outsiders. So all of y'all that are here, y'all know that we're not allowed to have nothing to do with y'all. Woo! Come on, Frank. Y'all know it. Now watch what he says next. Y'all ready? Watch what Coppa says next. You know they in shock. Because he's speaking bold. Hey, everybody here. They over at the party. They don't know if it's a party or a gap. They don't know. There's excitement in the room. And here comes this bold speaking man says, hey, all of y'all know that we who are Yahudim are not allowed to have anything to do with any of y'all. Y'all know that. Y'all ain't never seen me or anybody like me that's a follower of Yahuwah. Y'all never seen us step our foot in y'all's house. We're not allowed to. Come on, Blake. He said that we're not allowed to step our feet. We can't eat with y'all. We can't sit down and associate with y'all. We're not allowed to. That's what was going down in that room, family. That's what was going down. The preacher ain't teaching that. They're lying. Watch what he says next. I'm going to read it again. Coppa said to them, you know that we Yahudim are not allowed to have anything to do with outsiders. However, Aluah has now shown me that I should never call another person, human being, that believes in him unclean again. Bam! Blown up. Boom! All you pagans, all you folks who follow the lawless way, you just got it tore down right here, right now with the real Acts chapter 10. It's the real one. Coppa went through this thing meticulously. He said, I see it now. Y'all see what he's seeing? That's right. The mic drops there, Marquise. Yes, right. That's love, Jermaine. He's standing there. Man, I don't know. I never have ever been in this situation. That's what he said. I never ate anything unclean.
That word common, they don't want to tell you. Remember back to the common? What the common meant, y'all ever heard before? Just hanging around common folk. That was about the people. That's why Yahuwah was talking about the food. I'm not talking about food. That word common in there, they don't want to translate that to mean I'm not talking about food. Now Coppa's looking around the room. I see Yahuwah was not talking about food. He feel the energy in the room. They all intently there. They're respecting him. They fall down and worship at his feet. He said, these people, man, they hungry. He said, I can't never call another person unclean again. Therefore, listen, therefore, when you sent for me, I was asked to come here and I came without objection. Now look what Coppa says. Look what he says next. Now with that being said, I would like to know why you sent for me to come here. This is a great story. It's a movie. That's right, Suhey. This is a movie. Coppa says, I'm not the cop. I know what's going on, but I'm still trying to get my hands and my mind all the way around this thing. That's how tore up Coppa was. That's how he'd never been around no Gentile like this, ever. Y'all don't understand. Woo! He said, okay, with that being said, can y'all please tell me why y'all sent for me? Then Cornelius said, watch, here come the hookup. Y'all put in the chat again. Y'all who will hook me up? Here comes the hookup. You remember when Yahusha said, if two or more are gathered together in my name, I am there also. Y'all remember when he said that? Based on a true story, that's right. Hook me up, Yahuwah. You see, that's the power of two. Coppa is a powerhouse for Yahuwah. He being obedient as can be. But he needed somebody else to tap him. He needed to hook up. Go and poke me so I can figure out really why I'm here. Then Cornelius said, 4 days ago, at this same time, which was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was praying in my home. Suddenly a man in bright, shining garments stood before me. He said, Alua has heard your prayers and seen your acts of kindness to those in need. Then he said, send some men now to the town of Yipu, Joppa, and find a man named Coppa there. He is staying with a man named Shamaun, the tanner, who lives near the sea. I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. Now, this is what he says. This is what he said. This is a Guyin. He goes, now we are all here gathered together in the presence of Alua. Y'all see that? He now tells Coppa. He's showing love to the father in front of Coppa. He's showing respect. They had to blow Coppa's mind. Coppa don't know this man respects the Most High. He don't know it yet until right then. That's when he figured it out. He heard the guy say it, but now it came out of that man's mouth. He goes, we are all gathered here together in the presence of Alua to listen to everything that the master has directed you to say to us. Now he goes and he plays tennis, hits the ball back to Coppa. And the ball he hit back was the spirit of Yahuwah, because now you got two in the room who respect Yahuwah. Here come the hookup. Woo! Guess what Coppa said next. Verse 34. After hearing this, Coppa said, I now truly understand that Alua does not show partiality of one group of people over another. Bam!
Bam! Copper got it now. It's now he's locked in. He's the hookup is connected now. Click. The dream, the vision he was having, the animals on the veil, everything is now done clicked. He's in a house full of people and they all on the edge of their seat. And they said, we are gathered here in the presence of Elua. And we are shutting our mouths because you've been directed to tell us something. And Yahuwah tapped on Copper and said, remember that dream? This is what I'm talking about. And for the first time, family, in Copper's entire life, he says these words, I now truly understand that Elua does not show partiality of one group of people over another. He smashed racism right there. Done. Blake got that. No, racism is out the door. You racist, you going in the lake of fire fast. Because Yahuwah does not show partiality over one group of people over the other. Wait a minute. Rather, then he clarifies it to the bone. He says in verse 35, rather, whoever worships him from every nation. He didn't say, oh, there's some special spot. Copper said, whoever worships him from every nation that fears him and is righteous is accepted by him. Bam. This is all coming in the Copper soul. That's right, Sister Cal. He smashed racism right there. He smashed classism. He smashed denominations. You can't be Baptist and Methodist and all pagan. He smashed that. You can't call your clique with Yahuwah. You got to call on the name of Yahuwah. Who are we to promote the truth? This ain't no denomination. This is a nation. This ain't no denomination. This is a nation of followers of Yahuwah. Watch out. Then he looks at him. He don't show partiality over one group or another. Rather, whoever worships him from every nation that fears him and is righteous is accepted by him. Now watch, fam. He got a group there. And what does he do? Verse 36. This is the message of peace that he sent to the people of Yisrael. It went first to Yisrael. He goes, this is the message. I get it now. By proclaiming the Beshurah, the good news, through Yahuwah Mashiach. And he is the master of all. He now tells everybody in the room. They don't know this. Now he's preaching. They do not know Yahuwah Mashiach. None of them know him. They don't know him. They know about him. They heard about this story. Cowboys get ready to tell you. Watch. He says, Yahuwah Mashiach is the master of all. Not just the Lord. He says, Yahuwah Mashiach is very specific. He puts a name on him. Verse 37. Now, you all know what happened throughout all of Yahuwah, Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the immersion that Yahuhanan preached, John the Baptist. They knew about this, but they on the outside. What are the people doing? Hey. Bunch of crowds over there with this guy named John the Baptist, Yahuwah the Immerser. And so Cop was reminding him, y'all seen all that happen. You know about the man we called, past tense, Yahusha of Nazareth. He goes, y'all know about that man that we called Yahusha of Nazareth. How Elua anointed him with the set apart spirit and with power. And he traveled all over doing good and healing everyone that was oppressed by the devil because Elua was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did. We were with him, both in Yahuwah, Judea, and in Jerusalem. But they killed him by hanging him on a tree. Now he's witnessing. He preaching to the Guyin. He preaching to all of y'all that are new here. Everybody is new. The Spirit can fall on everybody here. Just like it happened then, Yahuwah, watch. He's telling them the truth. They killed him. However, Elua raised him up from the dead on the third day and allowed him to be seen. But not everyone saw him after he resurrected. Verse 41. Not everyone saw him after he was resurrected. He was only seen by those of us close to him and those that he chose to eat and drink with him after he was raised from death. 42. Elua told us to announce and preach to the people and to testify that this is the one who was chosen by Elua to judge both the living and the dead. To him, verse 43, one of my top verses in the world. I feel so blessed. I'm going to cry. To get to have translated this, and we'll be the only one in the world with these words exactly like this. I feel honored, Father, to give you esteem. Ooh! I feel honored to say what I'm going to say. I feel honored to say this verse to you, to give him what he deserves. 43. To him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, Yahuwah Mashiach, everyone that believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins. Not a verse, not a scripture in the world got that in there. Not one. They don't want to put his name on it. They don't want to do it. They don't want to put his name on it. But you got to put some respect. For real, for real. Not from this world. You got to put some respect on his name. You got to put some respect on the name of Yahuwah. There ain't no more guessing. You ain't got to go look nowhere else. It's in that translation. It says to him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, no ambiguity, I put it in there. Anybody got any problem with it? So be it. I put it in there. I'm authorized to put that in there because that takes out all guessing. In the name of Yahuwah, a translation is only as good as it's understood. I say it again. A translation is only as good as it's understood. You can't have no vague, no ambiguity, no two saviors, no this, no that. You can't get Jesus nowhere in here. You can't get no other name anywhere in this translation. To him, all the prophets, and it's a fact, Jeremy Yahoo, Yisha Yahoo, Yahuhanan, Masha, Yahusha, Joshua, yeah, Mika Yahoo, you all, one prophet after the next, got a part of Yahuwah's name. In their name, not Yahusha's name, not Lord, not God. They all got a part of Yahuwah's name. And you can't get salvation through no other name. And this is the only translation in the world that as of right now, that's going to say it. And it's live and recorded, date stamped. On this pagan month they call April the 11th at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the first time in all the scriptures, does somebody put his name on the verse? First time. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. To him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, Yahuwah Mashiach, he is the Savior of the world. Everyone that believes in him will receive forgiveness of sin.
the assembly of Yahuwah, those of you that are part of the Kahal, I've called you together here today to put a stamp on that verse. Do you believe it? Put it in the chat. If you give your endorsement to that translation, put it in the chat. If you're watching the replay, put it in the comments. Yeah. Put your name on it. You want your name written in a book of life? Then that verse forces you to make a decision. That verse forces you to choose this day. Who is the Most High? Wait a minute. Wakapa, listen, I don't know if y'all ready for this. See, how powerful was verse 43? You see, how powerful was verse 43 when he said to him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, Yahuwah Mashiach, everyone that believes in him will receive forgiveness of sin. While Kappa, verse 44, while Kappa was still speaking, the set apart spirit fell on all of them that were listening to him. Woo! What y'all gonna do with that? Y'all won't tell me Yahuwah ain't ready to pour out on you? You gotta put some respect on his name. Come on, Sosiah. Stay on the front line. Because as soon as people accepted that truth, that's when the spirit fell on them, Daniel Bokote. Kappa's just talking. He's just talking. He is preaching and witnessing words. And after he said to him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, Yahuwah Mashiach, everyone that believes in him will receive forgiveness of sin. Guess what happened? They believed right then. They all believed in that room. That spirit ain't coming down unless there's 100% agreement in that room. It took them to the upper room. And I can prove it. They had the same experience in that room that Kappa and them had in the upper room. They had the same experience. Kappa says it in the next chapter, or maybe here. Watch this. While Kappa was speaking after he said this, that through his name, everyone that believes the name of Yahuwah Mashiach will receive forgiveness of sins. While Kappa was still speaking, the set apart spirit fell on all of them that were listening. Some of the Yahudim believers that were circumcised, who had come with Kappa, there's six of them there. Come on, Queen Nelson. They were amazed. So the other Yahudim that were with Kappa, Kappa's talking. There's six of them hanging out, watching this. The spirit comes down and falls on this house full of Gentiles. Guyin, hook us up. It falls down on them. So the Yahudim, they were circumcised. These people weren't circumcised. They were amazed that the gift of the set-apart spirit had been poured out and given to the Guyin, the Gentiles, those who were not born a Yahudi, a Jew. They started hearing the Guyin speaking in other languages and praising Yahuwah, just like they did in the upper room. Then Kappa spoke again. He said, these Guyin have been given the set apart spirit just like we. He's shocked. He's shocked and excited, and he's screaming it. He's shocked. It's an exclamation point in that scripture. He goes, these Guyin, these Gentiles that we all believe were unclean, those animals that were on that sheet, they've been given the set apart spirit just like we got it. Surely no one can stop them from being immersed, can they? Kappa said, now wait a minute. These people are eligible to get immersed into the name. The spirit stuff fell on them. They speak it in other languages like they did. Final verse 48. Copper then directed that they be immersed. How? Into the name of Yahuwah Mashiach. Man. He then said, now we're going to immerse them. We're going to set them on fire. Afterwards, they invited Copper, stay with us for a little while. Stay here for several days. They like, don't leave. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to have to do back to back tomorrow. Because verse 11 tells what happens after this. Now, who's really broke the story down? Everybody teaches that Shaul, Paul, was the first to take it to the Gentiles. Yes or no? Everybody teaches that. That's a lie. I told you in the beginning. Jermaine Ford in the building. Hallelujah, he said. That's super. That's a lie. That's a lie. All of us were taught that Paul, Shaul, was the first to take it to the Gentiles. That's a lie. Copper was the first. Copper was the first to take it to the Gentiles. Why is that significant? Why? Everybody hit the like button, Emily, our sister said. Y'all, this is so blazing. Can y'all do me a favor? Can everybody hit the like button? I'm winding this up. Can everybody hit the like button for me, please? Hit the share button, please. We got to get some people saved. Y'all see what happens? The fire of Yahuwah, it'll fall up in here. Now, why is it significant that it was? Go ahead, say it, Robert. Robert sees it. Robert Arinson from Portugal sees it. It was not Shaul who took it first. Shaul was busy getting trained up in the city. He was staying there going to the Yahudi people. He's about to get pushed out. But I'm going to tell you something. If Shaul would have came in there when they first brought him to the emissaries, I'm just translating. Then nobody believed that he was a real one. When they brought him in, they said, you was just having us killed and thrown in prison. If Shaul would have brought some Guyim, some Greeks, some Gentiles in there, they would have thrown him out. But no, tell him, Robert. Robert Arinson said, Yahushua, when he was on this earth, he says, on copper, on this rock, I will build my assembly. On this rock, copper. Everything went out from copper. Come on, justice coming. So who is that? She said, I had to walk away from church. That's right. Get out of there. Get out of there, my people. The rock is Yahuwah. Copper means the rock is Yahuwah. He's the one that took it to the Guyim. He's lighting it up with the Yahudim, and he's lighting it up with the Guyim. And in the next chapter, which I've already translated, I might come back tomorrow. Y'all want me to come back tomorrow? Because then we can go into what happened next. This is how the whole movement happened and blew up around the world. Because of what Copper did with his faith. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Woo. Listen, if y'all love this, and y'all just heard the translation of all translations, would y'all please, please, help us get this out to the four corners, the eight corners, however many corners of the world there is, and let's hit everybody with this. I am working so hard, and I'm telling y'all, I had an experience yesterday. I had one. I had to deal with something yesterday. It was so heavy. It was so heavy. And I had to go prove a lie. You ain't going to believe when I show it to you. Y'all are not going to believe when I show y'all this gross lie. It's off the hook. It took me a couple, 2 or 3 hours last night. That's why y'all got to bear with your brother. I'm working as hard as I can to get this translation done. But I'm not translating to just get a translation done.
I'm translating to teach the nations. So we can tear it down. There's no sense in us having a translation and not have people equipped with knowing how to go blow every other translation up. Are y'all with me on that? So y'all got to be with your brother. I'm doing as fast as I can get it out there. Everybody wants it. We're going to get it. But we're going to get it and we're going to be equipped. Because I'm right now taking time out of translating scriptures. Every time I do these lives. Every time I do lives, I'm like, do I come off translating? Come on, Sophia, with that super sis. Whew. I'm telling y'all, every time I come do live, I hear a little voice in the back of my ear. Go feed my sheep. Is Yahuwah right when I hear that voice? When Ruah speaks to me and I'm like, Father, I got to meet these. I got goals that we got to get these out to people. He goes, in the mix, go feed my sheep. They need to hear this along the way. They're going to get it out there with you. And if they are trained up with these words, I hear this in my spirit when I do these lives. I'm not planning on doing lives. There's a voice that will keep talking to me going, they'll go do that. Is Yahuwah Ruah? Are y'all bearing witness that when he says to me, go feed my sheep, I should come off translation during that time and come in here during this time and share this stuff with y'all? Is that right? Is he on point? Y'all bear witness with that? Or y'all like, Jay, stop doing this many lives. Just go get the translation done. What y'all want me to do? Just take a vote. What y'all want to do? Let's take a vote. Then I got to get out of here. Come on, Emily, with that soup. She said, feed the sheep. I'm telling y'all. I'm torn on that. I'll be honest. I'm torn on it. I'm torn on that one. I'm torn on it. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I'm torn on that piece. I'm just watching the comments for a second before I get out of here. Then I'm going to give y'all a little surprise to close out. Because I'm torn on that one. Like, Lena will tell you. I'm like, Lena, Queen going berserk today. My sister, Queen, you got to be my sister because you understand the assignment. You do. Woo! Y'all tell me. Because y'all understand, I got to get the translation done. I am the lead translator. It ain't going to happen without me. I'm the one that's got the credentials to do it. Not one person on earth can refute my translations. I can prove it through scripture in any version they got that this one stands as the truth. Come on, Brandon. Tello. Y'all tell me. Y'all tell me, man. I'm about to get out of here. I love, man. Lisa said both. I mean, you see what I'm saying, sis? I mean, this is an hour, 2 hours. My dad said keep writing. I even had talked to my dad about it. I said, I got to keep translating. Got to keep my head down. My dad know when I keep my head down, I can just keep popping them. I can keep popping them. But Yahuwah, I hear a voice say, feed my sheep along the way. Equip them. That get them training to be soldiers on the front line. That's what y'all was telling me with y'all. Is he right? Amber Howells with that soup. She said, tear it down. Woo. I appreciate all this feedback. Thank you, Trey. Thank you, everybody. Y'all want a surprise? Y'all heard a little taste this the other day. We almost got this nailed down in full production. Let's go.
I am the creation.
Uh-oh. Y'all want a little taste? Turn your speakers up. We're going to close out with this. Turn your speakers up. I'm going to give you about a minute sample. We about got this one nailed down.
going into production. We're going to hit all type of music platform with the real powerhouse music for Yahuwah. Y'all ready? Turn your speakers up. Look, Daniel said, if you love me, feed my shit. I feel that, brother. Y'all ready? Set? Let's go. Listen.
My loving creator, you inspire me for the greater good.
Hold on. Y'all ready?
I am the creation. I am the creation of my loving creator. You inspire me for the greater good. I am the creation of my loving creator. Name one who do it better. You created the breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas. Then you made me, yeah. You did that. You did your big one. And for that, you got a day one. I am the creation of my loving creator. Nobody do it better. No, it can get no better than you. Breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas. Then you made me, you created me in your image.
Man, what y'all got to say about that? Ellie is there, hands on the back of that. One last time, and then we out here. Let's go. One last time. Let's go.
I am the creation of my loving creator. You inspire me for the greater good. I am the creation of my loving creator. Name one who do it better. You created the breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas. Then you made me, yeah. You did that. You did your big one. And for that, you got a day one. I am the creation of my loving creator. Nobody do it better. No, it can get no better than you. You created the breeze, birds in the trees, the ocean and seas. Then you made me, you made
me in your image, Yahuwah. You created me in your image, Yahuwah.
What a blazing session we had today. Family, y'all know what to do with this. Y'all got to go full steam ahead. Make sure you're over at tsnt.org. We got to the end of the month. Make sure all you brand new people go to tsnt.org. Put your name in this. See, when you go support, you put your name on it. Put your chest into it. Y'all see what we're doing? We're working. We're doing kingdom business. And we want y'all involved in it. I'll catch y'all back here possibly tomorrow. I'm going to see what Yahuwah says to me. I love y'all with all I got. Mwah! Bye-bye.